true conversion of heart. One of the most common reasons why people begin the spiritual journey but then turn back is because they find themselves failing or wearing out or getting tired or discouraged. The usual reason for this is that they're relying on their own strength or intellect rather than on the Lord. If you find yourself in that situation either now or at some other time, St. Teresa of Avila has some advice. I give you one counsel, that you don't think that through your own strength or efforts you can arrive. For reaching this stage is beyond our power. If you try to reach it, the devotion you have will grow cold. But with simplicity and humility, which will achieve everything, say, your will be done. If our final destination is to become saints, then we have to realise, in common with all the other saints of former times, that it is not by trying hard that we attain holiness. We do what we can, but we trust in God to change us into the men and women that He wants us to be. St. Teresa of Avila also says this: when we are more determined, we are less confident of ourselves, for confidence must be placed in God. When we understand this, there will be no need to go about so tense and constrained. We will go about with a holy freedom. Are you going about tense and constrained? Or is your demeanour one of holy freedom? One of the side effects of relying on ourselves and on our own efforts is that when we sin, we become frustrated, infuriated, or discouraged. Instead, many of the saints say that the best response when we commit a sin is to repent immediately, recognise our weakness, and humbly cast ourselves on the mercy of God, who is only too pleased to forgive us. But that kind of attitude is difficult to maintain if we are relying on our own strength and not on the Lord. St. Bernard of Clairvaux comes up with compelling reasons to overcome despondency when we sin. Here's what he says: what are you afraid of, you men of little faith? That he will not pardon your sins? But with his own hands he nailed them to the cross. That you are used to soft living and your tastes are fastidious? But he is aware of our weakness. That a prolonged habit of sinning binds you like a chain? But the Lord loosens the shackles of the prisoners. Or perhaps, angered by the enormity and frequency of your sins, he is slow to extend a helping hand. But where sin abounded, grace became superabundant. Are you worried about clothing and food and other bodily necessities, so that you hesitate to give up your possessions? But he knows that you need all these things. What more can you wish? What else is there to hold you back from the way of salvation? Of course, we are much more likely to sin, and sin repeatedly, if we allow ourselves to encounter occasions in which it is easy for us to sin. So part of the spiritual journey requires that we eradicate from our lives places, situations, and people who lead us into temptation. In our modern lifestyle, it is very easy for us to stray into occasions of sin. When we go on the internet or scroll through social media posts, there is clickbait everywhere, luring us to indulge our idle curiosity about other people's lives, about the sins of celebrities, and there are traps everywhere unless we are constantly vigilant. It's the same when we watch TV programmes or movies. Many of the programmes we watch gradually erode our resistance to immorality as it is portrayed on the screen. Over time, we will tend to tolerate more and more on-screen behaviour and speech that lead us away from a healthy, godly way of life. And what about the company we keep? Are we led to gossip or lewd talk by the people we spend time with? So what is the answer? St. Paul tells us in Philippians 4, verse 8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. If we are to make progress on the spiritual journey, we need to cut out from our lives unhelpful influences and instead feed ourselves with good and wholesome input. St. Augustine spent years indulging in immoral behaviour and speech before he eventually found the courage to give in to God and renounce the evil influences that had stopped him from growing fully into the freedom that the gospel offers. When he eventually renounced these areas of sin and decided to wholeheartedly follow the path to God, he suddenly made rapid progress, eventually becoming one of the most impressive examples of holiness in the Christian Church. As we go through the journey to God, the journey to holiness, the Lord will bless us with little touches of his loving presence in prayer. It's a good idea for us to value these insights and experiences because they encourage us on the road. But in order for us to taste of the sweetness of the Lord, we do have to spend time in mental prayer every day. So that the Lord can reach us, we need to remove distractions from our lives for a certain period every day and just spend time focusing on the Lord. Mental prayer is not like the Rosary, the Liturgy of the Hours, litanies or any other rote prayers, but rather meditation, perhaps using a scripture passage as a way into an encounter with the Lord. So really, the way to make sure that we are experiencing full conversion in our lives is quite simple. Eradicate sin and the things that cause us to sin, and pursue prayer and virtue. But going back to what we mentioned before, difficulties in achieving that arise when we try to do it on our own strength, using our own determination and willpower. We need to ask God for help if we want to lead a good life and eventually get to heaven. In fact, we need to ask God to bring about conversion in us and to rely only on his mercy and his grace to bring about the transformation. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, whom you would think was a powerful saint, was very aware of her own weakness. She expresses this in her autobiography, The Story of a Soul. This desire to be a great saint could certainly appear daring if one were to consider how weak and imperfect I was, and how, after 7 years in the religious life, I still am weak and imperfect. I always feel, however, the same bold confidence of becoming a great saint, because I don't count on my merits, since I have none, but I trust in him who is virtue and holiness. God alone, content with my weak efforts, will raise me to himself and make me a saint, clothing me in his infinite merits. Let's ask God to help us now by giving us a desire for holiness and transforming us into saints. Heavenly Father, you have created me for yourself, and my heart is restless till it rests in you. Stir up in me a desire to please you by living a holy life. Help me to remove from my life anything that hinders me on the journey to holiness, gets in the way of my progress in virtue, or holds me back from journeying onwards towards heaven. Give me the grace to open myself fully to the transformation that you desire to work in me by the power of your Holy Spirit. Let me experience the joy of coming to know you more fully and the love that you have for me, your beloved child. And in the end, dear Lord, make me a saint. Amen.